Have you any memories of how people reacted when you were diagnosed with diabetes?
Well, I think all our friends and family knew because my mother had forewarned everybody, including the local shops, not to sell me sweets. Because I used to go in and get 2 penny worth of coconut flakes, which were covered in sugar. But being a child, I felt I had to have something. And of course, next evening I was full of sugar, and once or twice I went into a coma because of it and was taken into hospital. But friends and families, I'll say, they all knew that, and everybody gave me sugar lumps because at that time that was the thing. I always carried 4 sugar lumps with me. But on the way to school, we used to pass a field full of horses, so I used to give them the sugar lumps.
So then you had no backup if you had a coma
at all? None at all, just what the teacher had. But no, I don't remember having a lot. As when I was at school, I used to walk to school a mile and a half and walk back in the evening because, of course, we had no transport in those days. My parents couldn't afford the bus fares. So I just took it for granted that that was the thing to do.
How did people at school react to your having diabetes?
Well, the teachers, of course, they knew. But I don't think children had any need to know because I was never really ill at school because of that, because of the diabetes.
Did you get any special treatment from the teachers?
Not at all, no. I was just one of the crowd. But they would look at me a bit odd at times, and I often wondered why. But, you see, they tell me nowadays, I go ashy pale, white, when I need sugar. So the same thing might have happened when I was a child, but I don't remember anyone ever giving me any, actually at school.
Did you do physical exercise like all the other children?
No, I was excused from that because of the diabetes.
So the other children must have known that there was something different.
Well, they probably did. But at that age, you don't think to... I wouldn't have thought to have told them. As far as I was concerned, I couldn't see anything that was wrong with me, I didn't think I was abnormal at all. Not in the health aspect, anyway.
Can you remember at what age you started doing your own injections?
Yes, I can. I was 14 when I'd done them at my home with my parents,